Well, let's shift our focus now to Ukraine and the scene at the Kremlin today, where it was apparently all smiles as Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. What do we know about what transpired?
Yeah, you see it there. We have not received a readout from the U.S. side. The Kremlin says it was 5 hours long. Tonight, one Putin aide said there is no compromise over Ukraine yet. This aide saying there are some American developments that are acceptable, some that are not suitable, and peace, quote, is no closer but no further away. Look, Ukrainian and U.S. officials do say that in the last 10 days or so they've been meeting, they have made progress toward this peace deal that the U.S. has been pushing Ukraine to accept. But at the same time, European officials tell me that the U.S. is still pushing one of the most difficult items for Ukraine, and that is giving up parts of the Donetsk province in eastern Ukraine. You see it flashing there that Ukraine still holds and Russia has failed to capture despite 11 years of war. Earlier today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tried to portray Putin as the one blocking peace, but did endorse the U.S. outreach to Moscow.
Putin, I mean, this, he is thinking how to find new reasons not to finish this war. And we count on pressure from the United States. And they said that we have to work on this plan, and they will pressure on both sides. Of course, we wanted them to be more on our side, but okay, mediator than mediator. So, and they began to pressure both sides, and we supported the ideas.
Mediator is mediator. Witkoff and Kushner now fly to Europe from their meeting in Moscow to meet Zelensky.
The Kremlin saying that peace is no closer yet no further away is quite a line. I mean, what does this all mean for the front lines right now in Ukraine?
I mean, Zelensky himself has really admitted that it's difficult. And today, Russia claimed that it captured the city of Pokrovsk in eastern Donetsk. It's a key hub. Ukraine denied that. But look, take a look at this map with data from the Institute of Study of War. It shows multiple cities where Russia is making slow gains, even at great cost. Pokrovsk, Volchansk, Kupiansk, these are the cities that Putin is arguing to the U.S., we are inevitably going to take over militarily, so you should just push Ukraine to give them up diplomatically.
Nick Schifrin reporting out two major stories today. Our thanks to you, as always.
Thank you.